Welcome to another episode of I Love Reggae Music. I'm your host, Makuta. In the studio with me is DJ Rudy. As we travel on this journey of music, I'd like to thank you all for listening. You can stay tuned, tune in, subscribe by visiting us at www.fiweh.com. For all the music lovers out there, in this show we're gonna listen to some good music and we're gonna have some music discussions. As you know, there's nothing else that we love more than the sound of good reggae music. Like I said, welcome to another episode of I Love Reggae Music. And let's kick the show off with the sound of a beautiful, talented, and extraordinary young lady that goes by the name of Coffee. So we're just going to go on a musical break. And here is the voice of Coffee, the biggest juice I've out. This one is called Toast. You know, some people keep saying that Coffee is a female version of Chronix. That was the voice of Coffee, one of the biggest tunes, Toast, that is currently out. I just gotta say, just by listening to the voice of that young lady, it just shows me that reggae music is not as dead as most people thought. So I'll say this, if you're going out there looking for someone to listen to, you can tune in to the voice of Coffee, because she has some big tune out there. So, welcome to another episode of I Love Reggae Music again. My name is Makuta. Alongside with me in the studio is DJ Rudy. Welcome.
Hello. How are you doing, sir?
Absolutely fantastic. And you know, being on this music journey has taught me one thing. Music is common, music is precious, and music is absolutely great.
Music is love.
And exactly, music is love. And I tell you what, inside the music, there's always stories. And I've been in the music for a very long time. And I know that you also been in the music a very long time.
Yeah.
And so, most people don't necessarily know who DJ Rudy is. DJ Rudy right now has been a co-host of this very show. But most of our audience don't necessarily know DJ Rudy. So, what we're going to do this time, as we go through our music journey, we're going to play some music, we're going to talk, and during those discussions, we're going to find a little bit about who DJ Rudy is. So let's start off by having Mr. Rudy do a formal introduction.
All right. My name is DJ Rudy. I'm a part of a sound called Ja Life Sound. I've been in the music business since I was 12 years old. That's when I started DJing. And then from there, it just exploded into a whole lot of stuff.
And when you say a whole lot of stuff, what do you mean by that?
I've done work with a whole lot of artists, from Sean Paul down to Mr. Vegas.
Okay. And what are some of those work that you've done with those artists?
Well, I mostly DJ for them. I was able to open up shows for them. I was able to talk with them, intermingle with them. I've done a lot of work with a lot of art artists.
Nice. So, tell me this. Seeing that you've been at the forefront of music, and you've experienced it from the DJ perspective, you've seen the rise and the fall of great artists, and in our day and age, we do have a lot more musicians, as a matter of fact, a lot more DJs coming out, and some appears to be good, and when I say good, I mean they're actually really good, and some that mediocre. In your perspective, and before I finish this, we're going to keep coffee off of this. What are some of those artists that you see right now whose music you feel like no matter what, you have to play them?
And we got to keep coffee off of this?
You got to keep coffee off. Because everybody knows she's the hottest thing right now.
Well, I'll have to say this. Even though she's the hottest thing out right now, she has potential of having longevity in her business.
Yeah, but I'm saying, we're not talking about her.
But it also ties into what I'm about to say.
All right.
Okay. Certain artists, you can see, will have longevity, and other artists, they don't have that oomph to have that longevity in the business. I say, okay, say, take Buju for example.
Okay.
Buju's been
out. Hold on a second. You can't bring Buju into this.
How you mean?
All right, because, one, Buju is like that artist that is everlasting. And no matter what, Buju can fall off and don't drop an album for 5, 6, 7 years and just release one song and Buju at again.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't use Buju. Choose somebody else.
Mm. Threw you for a loop, right? All right. Okay, we can't take none of the old artists?
Well, you can try to put an old artist in it, yeah.
All right, take Cooker T.
Okay, Cooker T.
Okay. Coco Tiki has been in the business since the 1970s, maybe even earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
And anytime Coco T sings a song or drop a song, it's hot.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
I can give you that.
Or Barris.
Even better. All right.
You know what I'm saying? The way they put their songs together, the way they arrange the songs together, the way they speak to people, the way they touch people's souls with their songs, give them that longevity.
What about the new artists? That's what I'm asking you about.
Chronix.
Okay.
Chronix have that way of he can sing and touch people's hearts.
There's this pureness with Chronix. And mm-hmm. I kind of feel like with Chronix, he can... The music that he makes, it's universally appealing. So there's this thing about Jamaican artists. You can capture artists that can capture the crossover audience and the Jamaican audience are potentially the ones that will have longevity in their careers. And I kind of feel like Chronix has that. I'm not going to say that he's a Shaggy, but he does have that kind of universal appeal, like Shaggy and Sean Paul.
Right. He has a universal appeal. And my best one of my best friends said it best. Wash the Killer or Wash the Fire from Major Lazer said that reggae music has formed into a different type of genre. It's not just reggae anymore. It's not just dancehall or roots and culture. The way Chronix, Coffee, Prodigy, the way they change the way reggae music is now compared to the way it was, say, 10 years ago, it's not the same.
All right, hold on. I don't agree because I don't think we should give credit to those three individuals that you just identified. They haven't changed reggae music and take it to a different type of genre. If anything, the musician and artist that modified reggae music in a very significant way are the Marley Brothers, Stephen Marley and Damian Marley. Music that they make don't necessarily, it's not true, it's not 100% reggae music. There's so much fusion of different music and musical genres in their music. When you're listening to their album, you're not necessarily hearing a reggae or a dancehall album. You're hearing music from several genres, but somehow they seem to maintain that reggae uniqueness. And I don't think the artists that you identified earlier, they have that type of significant differences in the music. They're still making roots music. But it's just more modern roots music.
No. Because when you hear roots music like what we're listening to right now, that's more roots music.
Yeah.
Okay? Then you have dancehall, which is more that
Okay.
Okay. Now, what Chronix, Prodigy, Coffee, and that whole camp, what they have developed is something that fused both of them to a different type of level. They have. Compared to what we used to listen to?
No. Yes. I don't see it.
Yes. Yes.
I don't see it. I think it's the same.
It's not the
same. It is.
It's not the same.
They are the same.
So,
they are
that, Roman. The song that we just played.
All right.
Like, Toast, right?
Yeah.
What would you call that? Would you call that dancehall?
All right. Let's kind of go back to it since you brought that up. That's a dancehall track.
That's not dancehall.
It's a dancehall track.
It's not dancehall.
It is dancehall.
You want to label it dancehall?
No, it's not me wanting to label it. Just listen. A dancehall track.
No, man.
That's a dancehall track.
No, sir.
No, man. That's a dancehall track.
No, man.
The beat is a dancehall beat.
Nah.
That's a dancehall rhythm.
Nah. We got to agree to disagree.
Okay. Just because she's singing on the tune don't mean that it's not a dancehall song.
It's not really a dancehall song.
It is a dancehall. There's no gray area here. It's either it is or it's not. Listen to the song. Listen. Which part of that is not dancehall?
It's not dancehall.
It's a dancehall track.
We gonna agree to disagree. All right.
So what's the difference between that one and this one? This is the voice of Massacre. So, this is not a dancehall track?
That's a dancehall track.
Toast is a dancehall track,
it's
too.
Not a dancehall track.
Hold on. No, I think you are fool yourself.
You are fool yourself.
No, you are fool yourself. Listen to this. What's the difference between that and this? I don't see the difference. Beat is a dancehall beat.
All right.
And the way she's flowing on it is a dancehall flow. Now, I think where you're confused is
where
the fact that... I think where you're confused is the fact that she is a conscious artist. And what you're doing is you're confusing her consciousness and you are trying to label her as a reggae artist. Actually, not her. You're labeling the song as a reggae song when in fact it's
a
dancehall track. Me said it's a dancehall track.
You said it's a dancehall track.
So what you call it?
I said this is a cross between reggae and
dancehall. It is not a cross. There is no way it's a cross. This is a dancehall song. It's a dancehall song.
No.
Come on, listen to the tune.
I'm telling you, it's a cross between the two.
It's no cross between the two. You know what? Screw that. We're going on a musical break. This is the voice of Massacre. You know, for real, I listen to this song and I don't see the difference, honestly. I don't understand. This is a dancehall song.
Well, see.
Coffee song is a dancehall song. So, I don't see what you're talking about.
That's because you're old.
What do you mean, my old?
That's our old thinking.
That is not an old thinking. Yes. It's just an evaluation.
One thing you have to understand.
The lyrics and the delivery.
Understand.
And based on those three things,
Listen. Have music changed over the time?
Music has evolved over time, yes.
Okay. So dancehall songs from the 90s to now is different.
It's changed, yes.
Okay. Has reggae music changed from...
No.
Yes, it has.
No, because... It has... No, no. You can't change reggae.
Why can't you change reggae?
Because reggae is very set on a very specific formula.
Of what?
Of sounds.
Of...
And there is a way to differentiate between a reggae song and a dancehall song. And the two songs that we just listened to, they're dancehall songs, not reggae songs.
Okay? So, you're going to tell me that reggae has not changed from the time Bob Marley started playing music, reggae music to
no,
now?
Why not? The sound may have evolved, but the elements of reggae music hasn't changed.
And what's the elements of reggae music?
The same feel. Like, okay, perfect. You can get like a feel of this sound in most reggae songs. It may not sound the same way, but it does have those specific elements. And you can tell the difference. Dancehall has a very specific element. But so when you listen to the sound, even if it's evolved, dancehall doesn't... The feel of dancehall don't change.
Let me ask you this.
So, and it's not because...
Hold on.
Okay.
So you're going to tell me there has not, especially in our times, there has not been a fusion of Afro beats and reggae music.
There's, like I said, the sound has changed, but the basic elements...
So, which means it has evolved.
Again, but the basic elements are there to allow us to identify reggae music.
You're not understanding.
As opposed to dancehall music. Me no say me understand where you're saying.
You don't understand.
Me hear where you're saying.
No, sir.
No, me hear where you're saying.
So you're going to tell me that there has not been a fusion of soca and reggae?
There's always, like I said.
It has evolved.
There's a fusion of soca and dancehall. Not roots reggae.
I misspoke and said.
Because you keep saying reggae. I'm talking about roots.
Reggae as a genre. Dancehall is not a genre. Dancehall is a place where people go and party.
No. The music. Wait. Dancehall.
Reggae music.
Dancehall music is a sub-genre of reggae. Because dancehall music is very specific. It's very different than roots reggae.
So,
but it is still a part of the whole reggae genre.
So when I say reggae, I'm talking about reggae.
Listen, what we are listening to us is a dancehall track. It is not a roots track.
Okay, we're going to agree to disagree. But my point is, dancehall, reggae, Afrobeat, soca, all have become infused together, especially now time.
Yeah, there's combinations. There's a ton of combinations, and you can hear it. The same thing with when dancehall music got infused with Spanish music, and we ended up with reggaeton. That fusion has happened. It started back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Which again, that's just the music evolving.
Exactly, and that's
what I know
I've
that
been
it
evolved,
but
to tell
what
you.
I said, which is what you're not listening, is as the music evolved, the basic elements that allow us to recognize the differences in the music genres and the subgenres are still there. So you can listen to a song that is a reggae song, but you can tell the difference between it being a roots and a dancehall track.
Okay, so let me ask you this. One of the girls that you talking about right now is Stefflon Don.
Stefflon, bad no blood fire.
Yes, she is.
She's a dancehall artist.
Not necessarily.
Mr. She's, okay, put it like this. She's dancehall slash pop.
Hip hop.
Listen, a combination. She's pretty much every damn thing. Because there's no way to specifically identify what type of music they're really making.
And she's out of England.
Me know, so she's out of England. That
right. And see, there's a genre in England that is completely different from what hip hop is, what dancehall is. It's completely different.
I get that. But may I tell you something? Me listen to some of the music where she has sing. And to be honest, I think her music is more pop. Although it has the elements of dancehall, it's still pop. Because of how it was delivered. Even Sean Paul is making like EDM and pop music. Majority of Sean Paul's music is pop music anyway. Mm-hmm. But it still have the basic elements of dancehall in it. And it's the same thing with, what's her name? But may I tell you, Teflon Bad No Backside. Yo, check out that one here.
Not dancehall.
Like I said, it's not a dancehall track. This is more of a pop song.
Right.
But there's the elements of dancehall in the beat. Listen. Come on. Tell me you don't hear the elements of dancehall in that beat. That, like, doom, doom. Doom, doom. Come on. Listen.
Disagree.
This song don't necessarily demonstrate her dancehall roots, mm-hmm. but it's more of a pop song. Which, again, I'm not against. I like the fusion of the music. But as long as the basic elements of dancehall exist in the song...
So you will call this dancehall?
I would call this a dancehall track, even though it is more of a pop sound. A pop sound. The basic elements of dancehall is in it. Hence, this would be on dancehall charts.
Nah.
Yeah.
No.
What's the difference between
now,
her?
Play the song.
Hold on. What's the difference between her singing this song and Cartel singing a song on the CMB? But just because Cartel is a dancehall artist, the song is automatically dancehall?
No. So, he did that song with Spice on the Neo beat.
Still dancehall.
So, because he's a Vibes Cartel.
Exactly. Then, I just contradict myself.
No. Hold on. Pull up the song with Sean Paul, Steph London, and, wait.
Idris Elba?
Yeah.
Okay, honestly, there is no way. All the songs we're listening to are dancehall music. Even though there's fusions and there's a mixture of all the elements of music in the songs that's coming out today, there are still elements of dancehall in the ones that have dancehall artists in them.
Well, you can say that about all music, basically. Because when you think about it, hip-hop came from reggae music, dancehall music.
Yeah.
Okay? So every song, or every, I wouldn't say every song, but every hip-hop song, some have some type of dancehall element in it.
Uh-huh.
So,
what?
So you could basically say that everything out there has some type of dancehall influence in it.
Yes. You can say that. All right. So, take a listen to this. Exactly. That's, see, you made my point for me. I just realized that. You made a point for me. Because the same thing I'm saying about coffee to us. Same thing. But
my point is, what? Is that it's fusion into something completely different.
It's not fusing into anything. Okay. I'll give you that. The music is fusing into something different. But it is very right now it's very different, difficult to identify what the sound is. So what we naturally do is we revert to what the sound of the music is like.
You revert.
The majority of the time, the songs sound like dancehall.
So you refer to what you know.
I revert to what it sounds like.
Of what you know.
So, what me I tell you is, coffee toast sound like dancehall.
Of what you know.
All right, so let's evaluate another single. And then we're going to determine whether or not this song should fall inside the realm of dancehall or some form of fusion that is untitled. Hold on a second. I'm going to show you why I call this dancer. Listen to this. For me walk through the valley of the shadow of death, then promise me your money, but me never get it yet.
Nice try.
Okay, what you call that?
Fusion.
Bull crap.
Fusion.
This is straight dancehall.
Fusion.
This is straight dancehall.
Fusion.
Oh, you call yourself DJ and you can't recognize dancehall music. Listen to that. Come on. Okay, please. Explain to me why you call this fusion when it is clearly a dancehall track.
First thing first.
What?
Just because he got Sean Paul on there.
It's not because of that. But go on.
Doesn't mean it has to be a dancehall beat.
It's not because of that. Listen to the beat. We're going to go back from the very beginning. Listen to the elements of the beat and tell me if this is not dancehall to you. Listen to the elements.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
So if Nicki was on there, Nicki Minaj,
still would that be a dancehall track? It doesn't matter who's on it. Listen to the elements of the beat. The beat determines the genre of the song.
You know, I'm just...
Not the damn artist.
You know, I'm going to agree with you with that.
Again, listen. Play this not down, so what people gonna tell you? What am I gonna say?
It's a tropical beat.
All right, I don't know what the hell you're smoking.
I mean, All right, wait, let me ask you a question.
All right.
So when Justin Bieber
okay,
sang Sorry, what would you call that?
Pop.
No.
Okay, seriously? Nah. That's a pop song.
No.
Seriously?
No.
You're telling me that Sorry is not a pop song?
You talking about... Everything has elements of dancehall, right?
Okay. Justin Bieber
song, and you don't tell me that doesn't have elements of dancehall.
All right. Okay. All right, I kind of see where you're coming from there. Okay, all right, okay. I see where you're coming from. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that song does kind of have an element of dancehall in it. But because it was Justin Bieber,
it's
unfortunately,
pop.
90% of the world will say this song is a pop song, but
tropical
it does have
beats.
It's not no daggone tropical beat.
That's what they call it.
It's a dancehall track.
That's the genre.
It's a dancehall beat. but again, I forget to them. And so, let's take another journey. This is another musical journey, and this one, Life, from a very fantastic musical singer. Goes by the name of Chris Martin. Tell me what you call that one here.
How you mean? That dancer.
Alright, so first of all, you're a hypocrite.
How you mean?
Because you're a straight hypocrite. Because I play a coffee song with a similar lyric delivery pattern.
No.
Similar delivery pattern.
No.
And similar sounding beat.
No.
And the first word out of your mouth when you hear Christopher Martin is dancehall. But when you hear coffee, reggae, hypocrite. Oh. Okay, listeners, honestly, tell me seriously what you think. You consider this a reggae track or roots track or a dancehall track? No. Hey, the comparison
that's
is going to be...
question.
Hold on.
That's the wrong question.
Hold on. The comparison is between this... compared to this. Why is this considered a roots track and Chris Martin's song a dancehall track, which don't make no sense? Both of them are dancehall singles.
I don't call it dancehall. I call it fusion.
Oh, you're going to call that fusion and then you're going to call this dancehall?
How you mean? Chris Martin.
It's the same thing. It's the same form of sound.
Oh, thinking. Oh, my thinking.
No. It's the same.
All right. Do me one favor.
All right. What's up?
I need you to play Easy Skank. Wait. Is it that? Is that a song? No. It's a Chronic song.
Skanking Sweet?
Huh?
Skanking Sweet?
Mm-hmm.
I like Skanking Sweet.
Play it. No, not that song.
See, what do you call this?
That's
Oh, this is dancehall,
no,
right?
No, it's not dancehall. That's roots.
Boom, bam. So we're going a musical break. This is the sound of Chronics. Okay, so this is Skankin' Sweet, and that's the voice of Chronics. One of the toughest artists in reggae music today. I should say roots reggae just to make sure DJ Rudy don't present the wrong designation.
Yeah, this is roots. This is roots.
Yeah, obviously this one is roots. There, what else would it be?
All right, but pull up this next song by Chronic.
Okay. What's it called?
Likes.
Okay.
He said dancehall style, in a dancehall style.
All right, so wait. What would you call this one?
Fusion.
This is a dancehall single, dude. Not because him not DJ upon the tune. Which part of this is fusion? Alright, let me I'll show you fusion, okay? This is fusion.
That's pop.
This is not pop. This is fusion.
This is pop.
Listen. Listen to the beat. That's fusion.
No.
This is what you call fusion.
Tropical beats.
I swear. People, I swear, you should look at this guy's face right now. You should look at his face when he said fusion. It's like if that even Akraka smile. It's like if serious motive to say fusion. Like it's apparently every single music that is made by a Jamaican that sound either like dancehall. Our sound either like roots, and it doesn't have the natural root sound, it's fusion. Okay, so let me guess. Alkaline is also a dancehall artist, right?
Of course.
And every artist, even Assassin, who do a tune call, day in, day out, I'm trying to find a way out. What that? That's a fusion. That is a fusion too, right?
No.
What will you call that?
Dancehall.
Why are you calling that? All right, okay. Honestly, people, go out and okay. Never play that tune here. And please, when you hear it, I want to make a comment and tell me what the backside on the thing. Day in, day out, that's Assassin tune. The tune bad no backside. And tell me if this is a dancehall song, because honestly, I can't understand. Oh. This man, I tell me, say that tune here is a dancehall tune. Listen to it.
Because of the artists.
Listen to it. Which part of this a dancehall? Tell him, Assassin! All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to continue the musical break with Assassin Day In, Day Out. And when we come back, we'll hit the discussion interview segment.
Still dancehall.
Cut off your microphone. So, in order to prove a point, DJ Rudy requested for us to play a single called Nofgal and Nofgal in a Bongo by the distinguished King of the Dance Hall, Beanie Man. This is considered a dancehall track. Unfortunately, the beat itself was not a dancehall beat. However, it should have been considered a fusion. And I get the nod of approval from DJ Rudy. So, as we got that clear, you don't know some right and DJ Rudy is wrong. We're gonna continue on with our final segment inside the show. And so we're gonna close out the music segment and walk right into the discussion segment. And welcome back, DJ Rudy.
Mm-hmm.
So now,
mm-hmm.
I am quite curious. Now, as we all seen throughout this show, there is a difference in how we look at music.
Yeah.
And between myself and you, we have years of experience analyzing music.
Mm-hmm.
However, there's a big difference between you and I. You play music in Okinawa and nightclubs.
Yes.
So, tell me how you got started doing that over here.
Well, when I first got out over here, there wasn't a lot of reggae DJs in general over here. I was probably one of the first black reggae DJs over here in Okinawa. I was able to get started at a club called Club Els. And from there, I just skyrocketed up.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
You started.
Yeah, I started at Club Els, and then I linked up with a couple of Japanese sounds by the name of King Grookyu and God Making. And they allowed me to do dance all over here.
So wait, you tell me, sir, you couldn't do dance all over here unless them allow you to? That's what it sounds like.
It's, in a way, it is, because they were like the gatekeepers over here when it came to reggae music.
So you're telling me that if I'm an up-and-coming DJ and me want to go out and play music, me can't necessarily do it because I forget the stamp of approval
from one of these gatekeepers? Not really a stamp of approval, but if you want people to come to your dances, that's how you got in.
No, I make that song because it doesn't sound too righted to me.
I understand.
Explain.
Okay. King Rukyu was the top of top sound over here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then God Maker was right behind them. And we got a couple of other Japanese sounds. It wasn't no American sounds or Jamaican sounds over here in Okinawa at that time.
Mm-hmm.
I was one of the first people to get out there and actually put an effort to get in the Japanese market in order to play reggae music.
So you had to get with Japanese DJs, work alongside them for a few, in order for you to get recognized by the audience, so the audience themselves would then start to follow you,
as right.
They also follow the Japanese DJs.
Exactly.
Okay. I can see where that can make sense because I give you the ability to develop your audience.
Right. Because as a person in the military,
uh-huh.
You're not able to go out and do what you want to do like you can do in the state.
I see. Because of the curfew.
At that time, it wasn't no curfew.
Then what's the limitations? What was the limitation?
The limitation was that nobody knew who I was.
Okay, I see. But not everyone necessarily had to go through the same process that you went through.
No, not everybody had to go through that process. But at the same time, it was allowing me to build my audience in order for me to do my own show.
All right, so tell me this. After all the years of you doing this, can you say that there is a financial benefit to this where the compensation is worth continuing to do it?
I don't do it for the compensation. I do it for the love of it. I do it for the love of the music mm-hmm. and for the love of the people.
Okay. Okay. And you... But go ahead.
To answer that question, mm-hmm. yes, you can. You can do a show out here and bring a good amount of people there. So you can have that financial support behind it.
Okay. And that's very important because there's people out there who are actually doing it for the wrong reason. They just want that recognition. They want that popularity. But oftentimes we must go into music for the love of it. And obviously, me love music. Let me tell you something. Me love reggae music. I don't know any other genre of music I love like reggae music. Yeah, me don't know no other genre like how I love reggae music. And that's the reason.
Tropical beats.
All right. So, I would like to say I had a good time having this very offbeat discussion with DJ Rudy. And to be honest, our interactions, it only demonstrates one thing, that we have a great admiration and a great love. But there's one thing that I want to make clear is, and everybody who listens to this show would immediately understand that, is that I love reggae music. So, thank DJ Rudy. Thank you for coming again. And sitting with me for this great episode. And everyone that's listening to the show, I'd like to thank you again for listening. Please go ahead and subscribe to the show. Fury.com/I Love Reggae Music. You can get the podcast there. Listen to it anytime you want. So thank you again for listening. And have a great, great weekend.
Blessings.